It seems that the Kesselholm Redevelopment Board has mixed opinions as to how to move forward. In 2007, it was determined that Kesselholm needed to be redeveloped. Different studies in 2007 and 2015 indicated the most realistic site was the existing Castle Street location. Comparing this redevelopment to the cookie constructed, building other businesses are erecting is totally ridiculous. You can build a structure as cheap as one wants to pay. It all depends on the quality. This project must move forward so our elderly can live in a home with dignity. Below is a letter I shared with the redevelopment board. Dear board members, I am writing to express my support for the Kesselholm redevelopment project and to share why moving forward is in the best interest of those living there today and for those of us who may call it our home in the future. It is about quality of life. Everyone has the right to a home that is updated, comfortable and welcoming. At this time, it is the great staff who are providing an enticing place for the residents to live. As I walk through the facility, through the halls, and enter my mother's room, I am saddened by what I see and experience every day. The structure itself is old, outdated, and in need of upgrades. Staff struggle to provide care because washrooms are small, space for activities is very limited, with only one elevator. It is a difficult place to deliver care. As the son of a resident, I believe the board needs to move forward with this project, as it will have a positive impact on all of the residents and their families now and in the future. Everyone should have access to a functional up-to-date facility in the sunset of their lives. A home should be a joy to live in, rather than dreading the last transition of one's life. Please approve the redevelopment project. We as a community have been talking about this for more than 10 years. Let's make it happen now. Thank you for the opportunity to voice my opinion. Carmen Anello, North Bay.